This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did he... What?
What?
So this was because he was talking about, you know, the coaches talk about the middle eight? He talked about the middle eight of the NFL season, that really you're looking at games 6, 7, 8, 9 is your middle eight, so to speak. And then he just did his Harbaugh tangent thing and went into six of eight of seven.
So 6, 7, 8, 9 are more important, less important?
I don't know what he was. I mean, he was just, you know, he was doing the thing that you think he does, is just filibustering. He's just kind of spinning his wheels about whatever.
Yeah. Welcome to the land of Jim Harbaugh.
I love that.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Buck is into Jim Harbaugh clips. Like, he, I think you listen to his press conference daily. Don't you?
I do not, but he's in my algorithm now, and so now Jim Harbaugh clips find me.
I will say that I probably see more Harbaugh stuff come across my timeline than most coaches.
Not gonna lie, he's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. And that's what it is I end up clicking the videos and I send them to you, and then Twitter's like, hey, he likes Harbaugh stuff.
See, there's a way to be entertaining and still not say anything, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
I like that.
Yeah, and he definitely has some of that. I mean, and look, again, when you're talking about Coach of the Year candidates, I mean, Dan Quinn and what he's done is amazing. But you can make a case that Jim Harbaugh probably should be Coach of the Year, because, well, is Dan Quinn, I mean, they brought in a rookie quarterback and a lot of their key pieces are new. Harbaugh actually shed talent.
Yeah, he lost Keenan Allen. He lost Eckler. Austin Eckler.
I mean, they came in and they didn't really add a bunch. And it's essentially the same team minus some key guys. And
that team won 5 games all last season. And he's got 6 wins already.
Well, haven't they gone from like 29th to 4th defensively or something like that?
Yes.
I mean, that is a glaring indictment on Staley.
Now, locked, cocked, ready to rock.
To be fair, right? Raiders, Panthers, Broncos, Saints, Browns, Titans. They've played horrid offenses. But
who's beaten them?
They lost to the Steelers. Now they gave up 20. Lost to the Chiefs, only gave up 17. They lost to the Cardinals and only gave up 17. So, like, Jesse Minter will be a head coach next year.
Yeah, he touches.
And Harbaugh said as much.
Yes. Everything he touches turns to gold.
But it is really impressive that on a roster that really shouldn't be good. It's not Philadelphia. There's some really good coaching jobs. I think, again, what's happening in Washington, what's happening in Minnesota, what's happening in LA with the Chargers. It's really impressive. Versus, let's take a situation in Seattle. Seattle has a better roster than I think all three of those teams. And you can make the argument Jaden Daniels and Justin Herbert obviously make a difference at quarterback, but Geno's a good quarterback. He's not those guys, but he's solid. But it's a better roster up there, and they're kind of floundering right now. So coaching matters. And say what you will about Harbaugh's insanity, they have done a phenomenal job, and they've changed the mentality there in L.A., and it's impressive.
This is now a segment we're going to call for the archives, Num Num Numbers. And this is just a few things that I saw out there in my award-winning research and show prep that I thought I'd bring to the show because it's interesting,
okay,
at least to me. The Chiefs, you know that they are an underdog this week? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, they're playing Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Where is that?
I'm assuming it's in Buffalo.
It's in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's got to be, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way they're an underdog at home.
So the Chiefs are 2.5-point doggy dogs. Mm-hmm. Do you care to guess what the Chiefs' record is? Straight up, no point spreads or anything.
Okay.
What is their win-loss record as an underdog? And this is with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, those two guys.
I got to believe they have not been an underdog very often.
23 times.
They've been underdog 23 times, huh?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to say that they have won, and so this is just straight up, right?
Straight up.
I'm going to say 15.
17 and 6.
Yeah, so underdog at your own risk.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The other one I saw was that they've been only a field goal favorite or less, or an underdog, like with Patrick Mahomes, the last 11 times they're like 9-0-2 against the spread. They just
yeah,
absolutely
that's
crush.
That's when to take them, not when they're laying a bunch of points.
Right.
The another stat that goes along with that: Kansas City has played 126 games since 2017. How many do you think of those games they have lost by 10 or more?
Boy. Give me that number one more time.
So they've played 126 games.
Yeah.
How many of those games that's since 2017, how many of those games have they lost by 10 or more?
And we don't know how many. You're not telling me how many games they've lost. They've just played that.
I mean, obviously they haven't lost that much.
No, I say they've lost 4.
Ooh.
5?
4.
4.
4! 126.
Yeah.
They've lost 4 by 10 or more. And one of those, Mahomes was hurt.
Well, you know, you've got arguably already in his career a top 4 or 5 quarterback of all time. You got an all-time coach in Andy Reid. I go to my grave, though. The last 2 years, this is a Spags team. As good as Mahomes and as good as Andy Reid are, the last two titles have been more about Spags and that defense. And I think you could say the same thing about this year. Look at how many close games and one-possession games that they've won. And yeah, I mean, it honestly feels like now the recipe in Kansas City is just, we're just going to drag you towards the end of the game and then let 15 do some Superman crap, and it works. But now with Bucker being out. Blocking field goals. Again, special teams and defense, like, that's not a Mahomes thing. Now that Bucker's out, think about how many times that guy has made a difference. And I know he'll be back eventually, but, you know, in a bunch of one-score close games, it's a big deal to have.
Big deal. You know, because he's money.
Yeah.
He's probably the best kicker in the league, right?
It depends. I mean, there's some really good ones. I'll say this. He's as reliable as...
I was going to say, if you had to pick one kicker for a big kick, that's my guy.
I can't argue
with
that.
I know the Dallas guy's good, yeah, but...
I can't argue with it, and he's done it in big moments. Right.
Well, yeah, he doesn't miss in big moments.
No, and so that makes a difference. But when you look at Aubrey, who's the guy you're talking about in
he's really good.
Yeah,
Fairbairn's pretty good in Houston.
Ooh.
Elliott in Philadelphia, is it Jake Elliott's really good. Yep.
Who's my guy in Atlanta?
Younghoe Koo.
Although,
he's been struggling.
Yeah, dude, it's like
Boswell's always been solid in Pittsburgh. I feel like he has not missed a beat.
He's still there.
He's still there.
Jesus.
Yeah. Fairbairn and with the Texans is good. That's what did Buck just say that?
Yeah, he sure did.
Oh, sorry about that.
And then paying attention.
And then Justin Tucker sucks.
Yeah, Tucker, and who's the guy
with the place and the things?
Zuerlein also sucks.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't play, does he?
No, I don't think so anymore.
Yeah, he's terrible.
I can't remember.
And they stuck with him for a long time, too. Like, they kept being like, oh, you know, it's...
Well, Zuerlein used to be amazing.
Zuerlein used to be great. But he is no longer. He did not age like fine wine. He aged like moldy bread. Isn't it weird, though? Right. Like, I mean, he's like 30. He's almost 37. Like, I love how we Tucker's going to be 35 here, I think, this month.
He is way younger than I thought. How long has he been kicking?
Well, 35, I'm assuming he came into the league at 22, 23, so...
It just seems like he's been there forever, and he's ancient now.
We just have this, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, when someone's play diminishes, and then we look up, and he's 34, and we can't believe it, why is that? Like, you realize that at 34, like, you are no longer... Like, did Tom Brady just morph and, like, screw up all of our perceptions of what it means to be old?
Tom Brady did with age what Adrian Peterson did with the ACL recovery. Yeah. And it's just like one man changed the standard for everybody, it feels like.
Yeah, dude, people get old. Like, it happens. And by the time, I talk this all the time with like linebackers and receivers. How old is Roquan Smith?
I
65.
I would guess that he's 27-ish, 28?
I'm gonna look this up. Yeah, he's only 27. So, like, I don't know if you've any paid attention to him, but, like, he looks like a shell of himself. Like, last year, I thought he was as good as any defensive player in the league.
He was like a DPOY candidate last year.
Yeah, and you watch their defense this year, and it's, you know, they're not very good. And one of the reasons is he went from being just this absolute force of nature to just kind of like, he looks like a very average to at times below average linebacker. And so that's why I was wondering.
And he wasn't coming back from injury, was he?
No. So it's like, we just, guys go through these weird, Marlon Humphrey's another guy out there in Baltimore that looks kind of old and over the hill, but he's 28 going on 29. It's just that, We just think that primes last longer in the NFL.
Well,
than
people have already started to say, like, Sauce Gardner is starting to fall off in New York.
Well, he's not having the year, and, you know. And again, that hopefully is just a blip because
he's still really young.
He's still really young, but he is not a shutdown corner.
He's already not producing the way he was when he first got to the league.
No.
Well, he's only been in the league 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Was it last year's rookie year or was it 2 years ago?
I think this is his third year. Yeah, I think so too.
Good grief.
Yeah, and we came into this year, I think we were talking about this, like, who's the best corner in the NFL? And by the way, there's not many elite corners left in
they're hard to find now.
In football. There's just not. And so Sauce was, yeah, this is his third year. And so Sauce was viewed as the number one guy. I'll tell you what, it's Surtain right now in Denver is hands down. And some people will say that he is the only shutdown corner in the entire NFL. There's some really nice guys that are playing in the slot now. Brian Branch is having a hell of a year in Detroit. I mean, there's some good guys around there, but true shutdown, we're playing man on that side, take away the best player. Sauce isn't there anymore.
Is that just because receivers are getting better and schemes are getting better?
It's possible that it's just getting harder and harder to do.
It's just hard. Yeah. I mean, you're going to get burnt some.
And I just think sometimes on defense, the ebbs and flows, they're like relief pitchers. Like, I just
have good years.
And then sometimes, I mean, I expect Sauce to bounce back and have another, he's just too talented and he's too young. He'll be fine. It's just that sometimes this happens. And then other times you get to 28, 29 and we have a down year and like, oh, he'll be back. And I'm like, you certain about that? And we've look at receivers. We 32 is the magic age for receivers. When you turn 32 years of age, do not give them contracts. Like, they fall off a cliff. And running backs are that way. Derrick Henry seems to be the one exception, but eventually the time's going to come for him too. It's just a brutal sport, and your longevity minus quarterbacks. We have a bad perception of it.
Well, there's also, I think, a lot of things that guys are going through that we have no idea. Like, you know, you don't have to be on the injury report to have kind of an ankle that's bothering you. That half a second,
exactly.
That fraction of a second makes you no longer a...
Baseball, this happens a lot. Yeah. Where some guy's hitting 230 all year and we're like, what's wrong? Then we find out at the end of the year he had elbow.
He's
fighting through tendonitis or bone chips or something.
More numbers coming up next. These pertain to against the spread, okay? Because you guys like to gamble.
Yes.
Is Oregon the best team in college football against the spread since 2022, since Dan Lanning?
I'm guessing you're going to say no.
I would think no. We'll see.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. If not, who might be? That's next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Buck. All right, back to numbers. These numbers pertain to point spreads. I saw where we have the college football playoff quarterfinal point spreads.
Okay.
And this is just based on the matchups that we would have.
So this is the first today. Round, the non-bye round, or the bye round, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this will be the 5 through 12 matchups.
5 through 12s.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's not technically not the quarterfinals, is it? That would be the first round, wouldn't it? Because the quarterfinals would be the 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
So I don't know why he called them the quarterfinals.
I don't know.
What an idiot.
That's why I was kind of like, wait, those games? Yeah.
This is from...
And this is just the projected...
Sportsbetting.ag. Yeah, they're just projecting the four matchups. Right now, Notre Dame, Tennessee.
Okay.
And, of course, that's the 8-9. The winner would play Oregon.
Tennessee favored by 2.5.
3.
Okay.
Tennessee favored by 3. We have Alabama at Indiana.
Alabama favored by...
Very interesting.
6.5.
It is 6.5 in favor of Alabama.
Hey, I'm pretty close on this.
Yeah, that was a good handicap.
You know what? I've got confirmed information.
You also got the same email.
No, I didn't read that.
Yeah. We'll see.
Look at you.
We'll see.
Look
now,
at you trying to claim that we'll my see. Information isn't confirmed.
This is my confirmed analysis.
I've got it.
We'll see if he throws us off the scent by missing this one conveniently so that he can get the last one. Ole Miss at Penn State. Now, I was a little surprised by this.
Okay. Well, if you're surprised, because you're going to think Ole Miss is the favorite, there's no way Penn State's favored, but it would be at Penn State. That threw me for a loop, because I would have said Ole Miss by...
Well, when you read the email, what did it say?
I didn't read the email. I would have said Ole Miss by 3.5. You were surprised, so I'm going to say Penn State by 1.5.
It's a pick 'em.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah, load me up on the Rebs in that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and just...
Give me Ole Miss.
I'll take all the Ole Miss action you got.
How about this one? Boise State at Ohio State.
Ohio State favored by 9.5.
Ooh, I was going to say 11.
They won't give Boise State credit, even though Boise State took Oregon to the wire.
It's even higher, isn't it? It's 14.
19.5.
Whoa! give me the Broncos. Give me 19 points?
Yeah, 19 in a winner advance game. Yeah.
I'll take that. Let's dance. I mean, I know Oregon's a different team. They went toe-to-toe with the Ducks. Minus special teams, Boise was the better team in that game. So that is a lot of points to give up, especially for an offense that's been a little, you know, herky jerky.
Okay, and then the last thing I have here for you, if I can find it, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. ATS record. That means against the spread.
Sure.
And I have the top 5. Actually, I have the top 9, but for the sake of this program and the numbers segment, it would be the top 5.
Okay.
These are the top 5 teams against the spread in college football since 2022. So since Dan Lanning took over.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Is Oregon number 1?
No. They are not number
1. That is correct.
Okay.
They are not.
They're number...
Are they on the list?
Since he took 5? Over, they might be. They are not this year.
5, maybe? 6? Where are we at?
4.
Okay. I'm close.
Oregon, 23-13-1 against the spread since Dan Lanning got there. Okay. Top 3. Number 1's going to blow your mind.
Boise?
Nope. They're not on the list.
Well, I know Franklin has a reputation for trying to cover for his fans. Is it Penn State?
Penn State's number 3.
Okay.
22-12-1. I feel like Penn State beats up on the teams they're supposed to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Which is
number 2 is Tulane, which nobody would ever get, but 25-13. And the best ATS record.
Bama.
Since 2022 is not Bama.
I don't think it's Georgia.
They are a big time program. Mm.
Texas or Ohio State?
Wrong.
Boy, my confirmed information is just going nowhere. I need to call John Anthony Stat.
Is it like Vandy or something?
Yeah.
John Anthony would know this.
Notre Dame.
Really?
Interesting.
Not even kidding. Does that blow your mind, too?
It does blow my mind.
Because they lost to, like, Northern Illinois. Dude. And, like, didn't Akron beat them or something?
We could have been here until you called NIU. John Anthony's number, and I don't think I would have gotten Notre Dame. I just don't... I know this is not fair of me, because Notre Dame's a good program. I don't think about them. They're just kind of a...
They're always there, though.
I know. But... they're just an afterthought to me. I don't
because they're not grouped in with anybody else. They're just doing their own thing.
I kind of view them the same way I do Penn State. I understand that they're there. I just don't take them seriously. I understand you're going to win 10, 11 games and you're going to recruit well. I don't buy you. Make the playoff and see what happens. I just think you're going to get drilled. I just do not take them seriously the way I do the other big time programs. And I'm not 100% sure why. It just is.
Well, you wanted information?
I got it.
Yeah.
And that is confirmed information that you just
that you just
dropped.
That's num. Wait, num numbers.
num.
Thank you. Up next.
Are we at the club already?
No, not quite.
Almost.
We're almost there.
No.
You're like a little kid in the back seat.
Yeah, we there yet?
We there.
Except now, you shouldn't ask that because your brat kid's got a phone. Google that son of a gun. You know how long it takes to get there. You know where we're going. Put that in. Or it's right there on the nav.
We have some sports robberies we will discuss next on The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.